As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. I'm Jason Mackey in for the guys. Austin Bechtold producing behind the glass. Had a lot of fun last segment talking about our favorite fast food restaurants, our favorite fast food guilty pleasures. Appreciate the input there. I want to get to a few of the texts on the text line limits here in a minute. We're also going to talk some Penguins here shortly. I want to get into their offseason as they clean out their lockers and are in Pittsburgh for the final time. What happens to this team? How quickly maybe the Penguins can rebuild? My feelings on the matter are probably a little different than most. I don't think this has to take forever. Stay with us. I will explain why I feel that way. But first, I want to let you know the Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'm not afraid to admit it. As far as the fast food stuff, some Long Johns on in the right setting, really, it hits quite well. And I'm not talking about, you know, fast food. Limits brought this point up. Chick-fil-A, I don't know if I consider it that. Chipotle, I don't know if I consider it that. Five Guys, like, it's a little different. I'm talking about, you know, the Burger King stuff, Long John Silver's, Taco Bell, for instance. I will absolutely run for the border. I have a friend in Mount Lebanon, one of our kids' friends' dads, and we joke about, you know, late night run for the border, go have a couple beers and some Taco Bell late at night as to some, you know, 40-something dads. I love it, man. It's a great time. I don't feel bad about it whatsoever. What else do we have on the text line limits?
Yeah, and one more thing on that. My friends and I, like, would try to beat the buzzer right before right before Burger King would close. We'd be like, all right, we just got done playing basketball. What are we going to do now? We have half an hour to get to Burger King. We're 10 minutes, 15 minutes away. Can we get there before, like, they look at us and give us that side eye? Like, please, just leave us alone. We're done in 15 minutes. We don't want you to be here. I'm not saying that that's what they think, but maybe.
Right.
And we'd get there typically just in time to be able to get our order of nuggets in.
Noah Hiles has a great story that in college, I forget the name of the restaurant, but it was someplace that, like, they were going to close and they were going to get rid of all this food. And he and his buddies would show up like 10 minutes before they were about to close. And he's like, look, we know you're about to throw away all this food. How about we just give you $20? You give us everything back in the kitchen and we call it a day.
Wow.
And this place would do it. It's great.
I like that call.
The next time Noah's on with Pomp and Joe and you have an opportunity to ask about that, have him clarify. It's a good one.
We'll do. All right, text line. Somebody says that ranch is used by at least 50 people, 50% of people, no doubt. What do you think of that? You think 50% of the...
I think above 50%.
50% of the American populace uses ranch?
Do you dislike ranch or you just dislike it?
I dislike it.
Really?
Yeah.
You won't even put it on a salad?
No.
Interesting.
I don't eat a lot of salads either.
You should eat salads.
What do you think about that?
You should eat salads.
I feel like salad is just a bunch of leaves. You know?
It's green stuff. It's good for you.
It is good. Like, I've grown to eat more salad, but, like, I don't like tomatoes. I'm not really a fan of onions. So if there's ever some croutons, I will definitely eat the croutons.
That's not a salad.
I'll eat the croutons, though, you know?
That's not a salad limits.
I know that. I'm not a big salad guy. I'll eat the salad at, like, weddings, parties,
okay,
anniversaries.
Will you eat vegetables? Like, do you have something against vegetables, or
no,
it's just that
I like broccoli.
Salad? Okay.
I'll eat steamed broccoli. I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
Now, 10-year-old Austin would not have said that. 15-year-old Austin would not have said that. But current Austin, yeah.
Okay.
I like, now we're just going to other foods. I like corn. I like green beans. I don't know why we're going into my meal palette here.
I don't know either.
But yeah, I'm not totally against all foods.
Okay. All right. What's the text line telling
us? Text line says that ranch on pizza is a very common and very good combination. How about that? Our friend Southside Jake, who sponsors the Bechtel Breakdown coming up in an hour, says that ranch and hot sauce is a prerequisite for him for pizza. How about that? A prerequisite.
Hey, buffalo chicken pizza is elite, man. It really is. No shame there.
Somebody else on the text line is agreeing with me. I'm in the same boat as you, Austin. Now I don't feel alone.
It's good.
I'm glad that I can bring you some help there on that party bus that we are now forming of people that are against some of the biggest toppings that are put on things and also sauce. Somebody else says it. I'm right on board with you with no condiments on any sandwich, and that includes hot dogs. But why did they include any sandwiches, including hot dogs? I don't think a hot dog is a sandwich. Is he saying that hot dog is a sandwich, this texter?
I don't know, but he's wrong. It's not a sandwich.
I agree. It's not a sandwich.
It's a hot dog.
Somebody else says next time you go to Chick-fil-A, you need to mix and match with mayo and ketchup. Another texter says City Limits eats like my 18-year-old daughter does.
Okay.
I think it might be a young people thing, a young person thing.
To what? Not put condiments on things?
Maybe.
Huh.
I think maybe that's what this texter is alluding to.
All right.
One other texter said, I prefer Westminster's cross-country course to Waynesburg's by a long shot.
Of course they do, because it's better. Waynesburg people around here, do with this.
Somebody else says, two large curly fries at Arby's with every sauce and cheese is very good. Other texter says, Chick-fil-A is definitely fast food. Top tier, though.
Yeah, you could put fast food into tiers. I agree with that. I agree with that.
Wow, texter says, Brussels sprouts are great if cooked correctly. That's one thing that Donnie ordered on the meal for our steak dinner that we had earlier this week.
That's right. Where did you guys go? Hyde Park?
No.
No?
No, we ended up going to Ruth Chris.
Oh, wow.
It was very good.
Okay.
Yes, Joe treated us well. Wow, texter, I'm 63 and have never eaten a salad. How about that?
That's good. That's good. All right, let's talk some sports, man.
Oh, I have one more text for you. And this texter put his name because he probably wants it read. Najee Harris once complimented me at training camp for putting hot sauce or for putting hot honey on pizza. Texter, Jack Hillgrove. How about that? Clap it up for you, Jack.
Way to go, Jack.
Interesting.
Way to go. And he's right. Hot honey on pizza, hot honey on darn near anything is really good. I didn't know we were going to open this kind of Pandora's box, but darn it, we did. We did. All right, so we're going to steer it back into a little bit of a more logical direction here. The Penguins wrapping up their season last night. They beat the Capitals. An absolute ridiculous Sidney Crosby feed. Two goals for Brian Rust. He gets over 30 on a season for the first time. Alex Ovechkin scores, gets 897. Gets feted at PPG Paints Arena. A really awesome scene. I was there to witness it. Gets his 44th goal and also a standing ovation from the home crowd. Danton Heinen, Phil Tomasino also scored for the Penguins. Of course, it was a meaningless game. It was the last one of 82. The Penguins are going to have another long summer. That's three in a row. And we're going to talk a lot about how the Penguins can get back to the postseason. What needs to happen? Matt Wenzel, who will join us actually at 1:30, not noon. Matt texted me to let me know he would be busy with a chat and locker cleanout stuff. I forgot to relay that information, so yell at me. He will join us at 1:30 and not noon. But hang on, that'll be a good interview. Matt has a piece right now at post-gazette.com. The big nine questions, I don't know how he settled on nine, but nine facing the Penguins this offseason. We're going to go through some of those, and I want to offer some of my own thoughts on where the Penguins are at and where I think they need to get back to the postseason. The first question on Matt's list, will the big three be back? I think it's a fairly straightforward one. I don't expect anything to happen with Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, or Chris Letang. Sidney Crosby is an easy one for me. Evgeny Malkin's going to be in the final year of his contract. I do think that's kind of an underplayed storyline right now with the Penguins. We talk a lot about Sid's loyalty and what to do around Sid and Sid this and Sid that. This is also probably it for Gino. I can't imagine the Penguins have any desire. I'm not sure Gino does. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes back to Russia and plays a year or two over there. But, you know, he's closing up shop too. And I would hate to see the Penguins be completely non-competitive. Now, I do think that's a fair question to wonder. Are the Penguins going to circle 25-26 or 26-27 in terms of a competitive window? Chris Letang, the recent heart surgery, obviously that's scary. Obviously, the laundry list of stuff that Chris Letang has dealt with over the course of his career is scary. I still don't expect him to be anywhere other than on the Penguins' blue line. The dude loves hockey, puts everything into it. I don't think that's the way Chris Letang would go out. All reports that we've seen or reaction from players, people expect Chris Letang to continue to play. And I think unless something else happens, I expect him to continue to do that for the Penguins. Now, everything else, at least player-wise, I guess can be debated. Brian Rust had a no-trade clause that limited his movement this season. That expires. Rickard Rakell, somebody the Penguins held on to at the trade deadline. I suppose we could talk about those two being trade pieces. I wouldn't. I hope they don't move them. I don't think they should move them. I think they're the types of players that the Penguins should be looking to get. And they're still very much in their prime. They make a reasonable amount of money. They're signed for a couple more years. Don't. Just don't do anything. Like, the Penguins have some stuff that they need to fix, certainly. And we'll get into that. But to me, you're not making yourself better for 25-26 or even 26-27, more than likely, by moving those guys. You're only further sort of moving the goalposts, and I don't want to see the Penguins do that. The second question in Matt Wenzel's 9 questions, what about the head coach? And Matt, just to cut to the chase, expects Mike Sullivan to be back. I agree with that. The backing that he's gotten from Fenway Sports Group would indicate as such. If they weren't willing to move on from Mike Sullivan early in the season, I don't see why they would be willing or have any interest in moving on from Mike Sullivan now. The Penguins finished the season in actually, I think, a relatively interesting way. I think, like I was talking about earlier with the Pirates and sort of a blueprint for how they should be doing business, I think the Penguins got a bit of a blueprint for how they should be doing business. And I'll spin that to talk about the opponent last night and the Washington Capitals. Now, if you look at the Capitals lineup and look at some of the moves that they've made over the past couple of years, 2 years ago, the Capitals missed the playoffs. They actually finished with 80 points. Ironically, the same number of points that the Penguins have this season. And what did the Capitals do? Well, they made a bunch of moves that turned out to be really smart, shrewd moves. And they've helped the Capitals almost immediately. And some of what I'm talking about, Dylan Strome, this happened before the season I was referencing, but the Blackhawks, everybody thought they were going to tender him as a restricted free agent. They did not. The Capitals swooped in, picked up Dylan Strome. He had a really good year. 2023, February, Capitals make a trade. They get a first-round pick back. 5 days later, they use that as part of the reason to get Rasmus Sandin from the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's been a top-pairing defenseman for them. They've been really good. Jacob Chychrun, playing for the Ottawa Senators in 2024, July 1st, they end up swooping in and trading for Jacob Chychrun. He's been really good. They signed Matt Roy as a free agent that year. That's basically been their blue line, along with John Carlson, Trevor Van Riemsdyk. They remade the entirety of their back end. And that wasn't it. Actually, a little bit before those moves, the Capitals went out and identified Pierre-Luc Dubois. And you probably noticed him last night. He's a pain in the butt to play against. Was with Columbus, was with Winnipeg, was with the Kings. Wasn't really working out for him in Los Angeles. So what do the Capitals do? They take a gamble on his cap hit. I believe it was $8.5 million. They trade Darcy Kemper, a goaltender, for Pierre-Luc Dubois, put him in their lineup, and all of a sudden their top two centers are Dylan Strome and Pierre-Luc Dubois. They're able to handle an injury to Nicholas Backstrom. Again, these are all recent moves. This isn't stuff that is developed over time. This is how quickly, if you make smart moves, things can change in the NHL. 10 days after that, this is June 29th, they trade for Logan Thompson, the guy they've had in goal for a lot this season. He did not play last night, but he's been very, very good for them. In the draft, they've drafted well. They've developed Ryan Leonard as one of the names. He was their third line left wing last night. Really productive player. He was eighth overall in 2023.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
They've had a team in the American Hockey League, the Hershey Bears, that has won the past two Calder Cups. They've developed well. They've stashed prospects. They've brought them up. They've gotten contributions from young players. And they've reconstituted their team in pretty fine fashion. It has happened quickly. And that's exactly what the Penguins are trying to do. That's why Kyle Dubas has accumulated the assets that he has. The Penguins have 30 draft picks over the next 3 years. They're not going to make all of those draft picks, of course, but they're going to have to, I use the term grease the skids a little bit, but they're going to have to attach some of those picks to players with unwieldy contracts if they're looking to move them. So that takes us to number three on Matt's list. Talks about possible changes. So status quo, well, not really, because they have to make some player changes. The names to circle there, of course, you know that. Erik Karlsson, Ryan Graves, Tristan Jarry. What can the Penguins do? What should they do? I'm of the belief that Tristan Jarry's late season run should have opened up the door for a possible trade. Now, he probably still has negative trade value. That's one of those cases where they're going to have to attach an asset to it. Maybe, again, as we look at those three guys, Karlsson, Graves, and Jarry, with a guy like Jarry, you don't have to buy him out. I would hope not. I think Graves winds up as a buyout. That frees up a little bit of money. Karlsson, I don't think you're going to buy out a $10 million contract. The idea with Karlsson and the urgency to move now is his age. And I think you look at how he played down the stretch, and it was certainly not perfect. And in a place like Pittsburgh, where the margin for error is thin, especially the way they were built on the back end, especially the way their goaltenders performed, you really can't afford to have somebody like Erik Karlsson taking the chances that he did. I have never liked their lineup with Erik Karlsson and Chris Letang on the right side. If you have one of those two types of players, okay. Having two of them, no. The Penguins need to go back to the drawing board a little bit, and they did that late in the season, playing a more responsible game, making the opposing team go through layers to get to their goaltender, making opposing teams work really, really hard. Well, if Erik Karlsson has an ill-timed pinch, he's not thinking, puck management is below the line, which it's been a lot this season, though he has produced offensively, he adds some exciting elements to his game, but the responsibility factor really isn't there. And a lot of the reason, talking about Erik Karlsson waiving his no-trade clause, a lot of the reason why that's not going to happen, if you have a team that's competitive and thinks Erik Karlsson's going to add something, they're going to need the offseason to figure it out. They're going to need the offseason to have a little bit more play, a little bit more wiggle room in terms of building their roster and allocating cap space. Now, the Penguins, I still think, are going to have to take some money back in that deal. There's no way they're going to get somebody to take Erik Karlsson for $10 million. That's incredibly bloated. But if you take back $3 million, you're still freeing up $7 million. That's a lot. That's a lot to play with. Right now, the Penguins will enter the offseason with $24 million in cap space. Only 11 teams have more. So think about that. That's partially because of contracts coming off the books. It's largely because of the NHL salary cap going up. If you can create a little bit more money, and Jarry makes $5 and change, Karlsson makes $10, Graves is $4 and change. If you can, I'm just spitballing here, but, get $15 million back out of that. 15 plus 24, you're telling me the Penguins can spend $39 million? Now, that's not guaranteeing they spend to the cap. One of the things around the Penguins and around pro sports teams that people should probably know, and I get lectured by this, by people who are around professional sports teams and run professional sports teams a lot, is that payroll will be tied to previous year's revenue. And the Penguins did not have off-the-charts attendance for obvious reasons this past season, so it could theoretically impact spending in 25-26. But if you look at it, and I'm going to use Matt's question list as a guide, again, when will Kyle Dubas hit the gas? Well, in my mind, it should be soon. In my mind, it should be soon. Sidney Crosby has shown an extraordinary amount of patience staying here. He's still very much a productive player. 90 points again. Read this stat this morning. It was wild. The first ever player to have three seasons of 90-plus points after turning 35. That's Sid. That's where his game is at. And I guarantee you, as competitive as Sidney Crosby is, he wants to see the Penguins back playing for something as soon as possible. He's also well aware that this is going to be his last season with Evgeny Malkin. Or at least I would think he would be aware. I think you can kind of put your head in the sand. I'm not sure if you can put it that far in the sand. So what that tells me is Kyle Dubas needs to go now. Now, maybe that means signing guys via free agency. Probably also means some trades. I think it could be a very busy, impactful summer for Kyle Dubas. I like the direction that they sort of shifted to. Again, the asset accumulation portion. Kyle Dubas said around the trade deadline, now their focus is going to shift to the execution of that strategy. I understand people that have some doubts about Kyle Dubas, sure. I look at some of the moves that he's made, and I have my doubts too. Riley Smith was not a fit. Erik Karlsson was not the right player. Tristan Jarry was not somebody they should have extended. Ryan Graves has not been a fit on the back end. But that doesn't mean that it's going to be terrible. Again, a lot of that was a strategy that they probably shouldn't have executed in the first place. I question how much Kyle Dubas was maybe influenced by those above him to maintain that strategy. But I think over time we're seeing, and again, I use the Capitals as a benchmark here, how this can be done, how this can be done on the fly. And it's done by targeting players in unique situations. Pierre-Luc Dubois is a perfect example. People thought that that contract was a gigantic overpay, a waste of money, whatever. It was a lot how Dubois was being used. If the Penguins can go out and find players like that, maybe they have a little bit higher of a cap hit. The Penguins should have the space to absorb it. It's almost like Tommy Novak from Nashville. Bring him in a third line role. Usage. If he's being asked to center one of your top two lines, he's probably overmatched. If he's centering your third line and thus obtaining advantageous matchups, he's going to look a lot better. The last part of the Penguins' situation, well, there's two more parts, but they're intertwined, is sort of what young guys are going to come up here and help out. We saw a taste of that late in the season. Rutger McGroarty was excellent. Ville Koivunen was excellent. I'm continually impressed by Koivunen. I was again last night. The poise he has with the puck, it just does not look like a typical young guy. He doesn't behave like a young guy. And they have other guys that are capable of doing that. Owen Pickering flashed for a bit this season. I expect him to play a greater role. Vasily Ponomarev, Joel Blomqvist, Harrison Brunick, even Sam Poulin. They've got some guys, and it's similar in a way to what the Pirates had a couple of years ago. And it's a point I made to people then. They're not all going to pan out, but you need a couple to pan out. And I understand people will have questions about the Pirates. That's not necessarily the point. The point is that if the Penguins can develop these guys, can bring them up here and put them into roles that fit and get contributions from young guys, it's going to help stabilize or take the burden off of your stars. And the Capitals have done an extraordinary job of that. And that's why the final years of Alex Ovechkin's deal, I believe it was a 5-year extension signed in 2021, they're ahead of the Penguins right now. The Capitals should be a team that Penguins fans look at and say, hey, this is pretty interesting. This is something maybe we can borrow some of these practices. I asked Mike Sullivan about that last night after the game, and he said that, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that teams can look at and take from the Capitals and from a lot of other NHL teams that have had success. You also need to have a clear identity of how you want to play and what you're looking to surround your stars with. And that's where the Penguins need to kind of make this internal. They need to look at Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang. They need to look at the style of play that they want to put on the ice. They also need to look at goaltending. And that's the last and final, the most important point, honestly. Because Tristan Jarry this season, Alex Nedeljkovic this season, Joel Blomqvist this season, it wasn't nearly good enough. And you're going to spend every spring at home in the NHL if you can't find actual goaltending. So the Penguins need to figure this out some way, shape, or form. I hope it's not Jarry. It's nothing against Tristan, but I think he could probably use a change of scenery, and I think the Penguins would be best served by going with one of their young guys that they have in Wilkes-Barre and even Wheeling for a part. The guy I'm most intrigued by, Sergei Muryshov, the young Russian kid's been really, really good. He's extremely mature for his age. Maybe Blomqvist ends up turning it around a little bit. Still some work to do there. But they need a goaltender. I would like to see them in free agency target somebody who has a few more miles on the tires as a number one. Ned has been a benefit to the Penguins, but he's a career backup. They could benefit by having somebody who has been in those shoes as a number one to mentor the kids. And we'll see if they do it. But I do think it's possible to get a lot done this summer. I do think it's possible for the Penguins to be closer to competitive and maybe even flirt with the playoff spot next year. I don't think they're ready to make a cup run, but if I'm Sidney Crosby, I'm looking at this thing and seeing, man, I want to see something. We need to be in it. We need to play the way we did over the final month. We need to play that way the entire year. And nobody is delusional enough to think that the Penguins are about to make a run in the Eastern Conference semis or something like that. But they should at least end that year, three-year stretch of not making the postseason.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.